for those jokes. What is the best time of the year to jump on a trampoline? Springtime. Best time of the year, yep. And what does springtime and bakers have in common? They both love flour. Flour, F-L-O-W-E-R, and flour, F-L-O-U-R. So, that's the joke for this morning. So you'll remember that flour joke for springtime. And if you're a baker, it's a better deal. You got both. But today in history, do you know what happened today in history? In 1681, April 2nd, 1681, King Charles II made the proclamation that Pennsylvania was, that the land designated as Pennsylvania was being given to William Penn. So I guess King Charles II owed William Penn's dad a boatload of money for whatever was going on. So then William Penn got Pennsylvania, the land in the New World, and here we are today. And Pennsylvania was always known as, a place where persecuted believers, specifically at the time Quakers, that came over to Philadelphia and to the region of Pennsylvania. And that happened in April 2nd, 1681. What else do we know of this day? The Sunday before Easter is also what? Palm Sunday, right? So Palm Sunday, which a lot of people say is the Passion Week, Jesus came into Bethany on Friday, and then Saturday was the Jewish Sabbath, and then Sunday today was Palm Sunday, where Jesus entered, the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. They put palm branches down that showed victory and started a bunch of commotion that happened going into Passion Week. And so this week we'll be touching a little bit more on that. But as Jesus went into Jerusalem, John 12:13, I just wanted to read this quick because it's Passion Week. And actually, after today, I thought I should have got off of James today and just concentrated on Palm Sunday, the Passion Week, rolling it, but it didn't happen. But I start reading it, I'm like, oh, I wish I could have done that. But anyhow, so John 12, verse 13. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna, shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That happened Sunday before Easter. This Sunday before Easter, people were shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. That's Palm Sunday. So, that's not the sermon today, but that's the snapshot of history. Thank you. wondered that what was don't judge. And then we get down to verse 13. 13, as you go along, he gets to verse 13 here. And he says, now listen. Now listen. There's something going on here. Listen up. This is what I want you to say. Listen to this. He says, now listen. You say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this, to that city. Spend a year there. Carry on business and make money. Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. James is saying, listen up. Listen up, because what is your life? That's the question. What is our life? Good question. Great question. What is our life? And James says our life is a myth. So many times we're boasting about tomorrow. We're doing other things. We're going to do this. We're boasting about making money and going and traveling. We have all these plans that we're putting together. And our life is a myth. Have you ever driven in? This actually happened to me. I was driving down. As it is, you boast and brag, also boasting is the Lord. Anyone who knows the good and ought to do and does not do it, that's a big problem. I understand that. that verse we're going to kind of make today, with this verse. But you, or anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and does not do it. God.
right? It would have been all these people would do anything that he said. But that would have been what
Father, I pray that you would give people all around you that are searching, that wanted to do you want. And so many times we fail to open our mouth to hear or to do what we want to do. And we put our own little stuff in front of what you want us to do. Help us stop it. Help us be useful. And that we are willing to minister out to open our mouth.